A simple gospel message for unbelievers. This message was first preached by Charles Haddon Spurgeon on July 12th in the year 1857. Our text for today comes from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. An eminent theologian has remarked that many of us presume too much knowledge in unbelievers when preaching or sharing the word. Very often, he says, there are individuals in our churches and neighborhoods who are utterly unfamiliar with the great subject of theology. They are total strangers to the entire system of grace and salvation. They are unbelievers. It is appropriate, then, for preachers and Christians sharing the gospel to address their unbelieving listeners at times as if they were completely unaware of the message, presenting it to them as if it were a new concept. They should cover the entire topic while assuming their unbelieving audience may not be familiar with it. It is better to assume too little knowledge and explain the gospel clearly, using terms that are understandable or the most straightforward comprehension, than to assume too much and therefore let unbelievers who lack understanding leave without any instruction. I will not make an error in this perspective today, for I will presume that some of my congregation, at least, are unbelievers and thus entirely unacquainted with the grand plan of salvation. Those of you who are familiar with it and have experienced its value will indeed bear with me as I attempt, using the most basic words that human lips can put together, to narrate the account of how men and women are lost and how they are saved. According to the words of my sermon text this morning, through calling upon the name of the Lord. Let's begin at the start. We must first inform our listeners that since our text discusses men and women becoming saved, it implies that they need salvation. We also tell them that if Adam and Eve had remained as God created them, without sin, they would not have required salvation. Adam in the garden did not need salvation. He was flawless, pure, clean, holy, and acceptable before God. He represented all of us. He stood as the representative for the entire human race. When he touched the forbidden fruit and ate from the tree that God had forbidden, saying, "You must not eat of it, or you will surely die," and sinned against God, he needed a Savior. And we, his descendants through his sin, are born into this world, each requiring a Savior. However, we should not blame Adam entirely. No one has ever been condemned for Adam's sin alone. God's grace undoubtedly saves infants who die through the grace of Christ Jesus. The moment they close their eyes on earth, they immediately open them in the joy of heaven, remaining innocent of any actual sin. However, you and I are not children. We do not need to discuss Adam's sin presently. We have our sin.